Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday the 14th of October. The IMF's World Economic Outlook has been published and the organisation has revised up its GDP estimates for the world. This is not a surprise, except presumably to the IMF. There is always a tendency to underestimate the speed of an economic recovery after a crisis. The only surprising thing is that not enough people remember that fact whenever a crisis rolls around. People adapt, and people are actually quite good at adapting. However, the IMF is worried about the speed with which people adapt in the future, highlighting the structural changes that lie ahead. There are undoubtedly going to be jobs with no future, or which will change dramatically. Jobs like computer coding are likely to be automated away, manufacturing supply chains will adjust to localised production, and so on. There will be enough jobs. The idea that machines mean less employment overall is as wrong now as it was in the first industrial revolution over 250 years ago. But the challenge is helping people in dying industries find work in industries with a future, and helping those countries that have succeeded in the last 25 years to change their business model so as to be able to avoid failure in the next 25 years. There are two challenges in facing up to this global future. The first is that the upheaval of structural change is likely to encourage prejudice in society. It always has in the past. Prejudice damages labour market efficiency, and it is labour market efficiency and not technology that drives success in the fourth industrial revolution. The extreme political polarisation of the United States at the moment and examples of prejudiced groups in society are examples of that growing risk. Second, the measures that we use to judge economic success are increasingly unreliable. The IMF's World Economic Outlook is still talking about GDP growth as if that were the most important thing. But we're not living in the 1930s anymore. GDP should not be worshipped in the way that the World Economic Outlook is worshipping it. The fourth industrial revolution is about efficiency, which may not raise GDP. Demographics are changing. Germany is now joining Japan and Italy in having a declining population, and therefore automatically lowering the trend rate of GDP growth. These structural changes are not abstract. They will matter a great deal to financial markets. However, in the near term, there is still a preoccupation with policy and the strength of the cyclical recovery. Today's producer price inflation numbers from the United States will be quite interesting. Globally, companies have been reporting that there is too much pessimism about corporate earnings growth. This is just another function of the failure of analysts to recognise that recoveries from crises occur faster and more strongly than generally anticipated. But producer price inflation may play a role with this. It is producer prices, not consumer prices, that best reflect corporate pricing power. A lot of US consumer price inflation is completely unrelated either to companies or to the free market's operation. Producer price inflation is a far better reflection. So, while there is no inflation threat in the United States as such, the pricing power signal will be useful in judging how companies feel about the strength of any demand that they're experiencing. There's not too much else to distract markets. There is, of course, the interminably tedious EU-UK divorce, but it is doubtful if anyone, including the negotiators, is paying too much attention to that. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.